Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Hear ye him. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Hear ye him. Amen. Blessed day, church. You know, this is one of the shortest trips that we have made in terms of our summer trip because we're back home now. But for me, it's one of the greatest trips because it was a lesson seeing love and humility walk again and opening doors hitherto that I thought was so difficult to open. And you know, as Pastor was teaching, I remembered that at the beginning of this year, we said this is the witness, the year of the witness of new beginnings. We need a new paradigm shift where we see love walking in our lives, in our hearts, and we become an expression of love himself walking yet again, so that when people see us, they will see Jesus. And you know, interestingly, this thing first appears to you on the inside before it appears to another person on the outside, but it will certainly appear. You know, Pastor Wally and I could have been in the same house and he may not have known this experience that I actually worked through, but my husband understands. You know, as he sat down there ministering, and why I was screaming and couldn't sit down, was because God took me, I don't know how, he took me to the story of Elijah. And it came to pass. This is Elijah. Elijah, 1 Kings 18. Verse 17. I mean, I was just shaking. Because this, if you have even looked at the events that's been going on, you will really understand that this truly is a year of witness of new beginnings. First of all, if you are keen in the Holy Ghost, it is something that is revealed in you, and it's an entire paradigm shift. And it is to keep us. It is to keep us. It is to keep us so that we are not cut short in the prime of our youth, or cut short of our inheritance. John the Baptist, even though the Bible said of him that of all the people, men that was born, prophets, there was none as great as John the Baptist. But we know that John the Baptist died before his time. And he died a very terrible death. And he was the one that was the prophet that was sent to reveal the Messiah. His attitude went wrong. When he moved from a place of humility to a place of pride, and he said, are you home to come, or look we for another? The whole situation changed. Now, I'm looking at Elijah chapter 18, verse 17. And it came to pass when Ahab, I cannot read everything, but I'm just going to hit and run. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Art thou he that troubleth Israel? You know, many people, when it comes to submitting to spiritual authority or the Word of God in its purity, they always think the Word of God in their mind is a trouble to them. I will start from somewhere. And this thing is based on what Martin Luther King called the drum major instinct. It is based on what Martin Luther King called the drum major instinct. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So there are two kingdoms that are being sought, the Lord revealed to me. That is why he said first. If there were not more than one, you will not have a first. Because a first presupposes in English that there are more kingdoms that you can seek, that is more than one. That is why he is telling us to seek first the kingdom of God. So what is the second kingdom? The second kingdom that is always in constant struggle with the kingdom of God is the kingdom of the I, the drum major instinct, the kingdom of self. So it's either we are seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness, or we are seeking the kingdom of self, the I, and all its attendant trappings. So God is saying to us, stop seeking that kingdom of I, the kingdom that Lucifer sought. And he kept saying, I will raise, I will raise my throne, I will raise my kingdom. My throne is my kingdom above the kingdom of the Most High, even though he was the created being. He no longer was satisfied with being under submission to God. He felt that I am the one that summeth up all wisdom. And God gave him everything. The anointing, the cherub that covered, God gave him. You see, a secure God is not threatened. A secured father is not threatened. A secured mother is not threatened. A secure leader is not threatened. Because the heart of every father, which Jesus said, is that the sons be greater than him. And that's why Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do. But Lucifer was not satisfied. And brethren, do not tell me that I am not Lucifer. Remember that Lucifer is the prince of the power of the air. And we are living in his atmosphere. So for us not to be affected, we must have ourselves consciously taken the kingdom of God, suffered violence, and only the violent were taking the kingdom of our mind. By force of our will, by force of our emotion, by force of our feelings, by force, and submitting to the will of the Father, just like Jesus did in Gethsemane. See the difference? Even though when he was God, he did not think that equality with God was something to be grasped. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. He said, God, can we organize this? God didn't even say anything to him. Then he said, not my will, but thy will, Lord, be done. And then the angels came to strengthen him. And I was quickly reading the story of Elijah. And Elijah said, I am not the one that troubleth Israel. It is you that troubleth Israel. And Elijah called all the people. And he said to them, how long shall you be of two opinions? And that's the word that I've come to say to you today. In verse 21. How long shall ye? And he came unto all the people. How long shall ye again halt between two opinions? How long? If he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, why are we moving forth and back, oscillating between seeking the kingdom of God first and seeking the kingdom of self, the kingdom of I, the John Major instinct? Because you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve I and you cannot serve God. You have to hate one and love the other, or love one and hate the other. And Elijah, to cut the story short, called all the people. And he said, let us settle this today. Brethren, we need to settle this today. To move on, we need to settle this today. To move from where you are to where God wants you to be. If this is not settled, you are not moving anywhere. I am not moving anywhere. You'll be halting. You know what halting means? It means that you really can't move. You become like a lame person. A halt, halting. You cannot stand. You cannot jump. You cannot leap. You cannot mount with wings as eagles. You cannot run and not be weary in walking, not faint. Halt means you are lame. It even means you're disqualified from priestly ministry. Because anyone who's halting in the Old Testament is disqualified from a priestly ministry. So that is why, my brother, my sister, our sons, our daughters, our friends, the lovers of God, we must settle this today. We have to settle this today. We no longer can be around about this mountain. For we've been about this mountain for too long. We must move northwards. The side of the north, where Mount Zion is. Zion City Fellowship, do you hear me? And the people said, you have spoken well. And he said, call all the prophets of Baal. And you know what he said? Call all the prophets of Baal. Bring me bullocks. This is about to happen. Dredge trenches. So that there will be no mistake. Dredge trenches. They put the sticks on the altar and wood on the altar in order, everything in place. And then he said, dredge trenches and bring the bullock. Move on, men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. And let them choose one bullock for themselves so that it will not be said, I chose the... And cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire. Please continue. I must read this. And call ye on the name of your gods. Call ye the name of your gods. And I will call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord. And the God that answereth by fire. Let us settle this today. The Lord that answereth by fire. Jehovah God that answereth by fire. Let him alone. Let him alone be God. We can no longer halt between these two opinions. We must settle this today and now and right now. And let me tell you something. Sometimes when prophetic words, great prophetic words are happening, you may not even realize it. But these words, when they come, it's only when you act upon it that you see, wow, this was straight from heaven. This is one of those words. That without us acting on these, we cannot move. Remember the day Zion City, April 3rd, started? It was like every regular Sunday. There were about 30, less than 30 on that Sunday. Today, as of the last count, there were 491. We are trying to catch up with God. Every day we are putting more tents and more tents, and they are coming, and the power of the Holy Ghost is moving in their midst. But it was just like a regular Sunday. Now again, my brethren, praise the Lord. We give him all the glory and all the praise and all the adoration because he alone is worthy. Again today, my brethren, before we can enter into the newness of that new beginning, the witness of that new beginning, we must settle these. Who is God? Is it kingdom of God or is it the kingdom of self? Because self is God. I is God. And it is in every human being. So don't tell me that, oh, because I'm born again. No, that is the entirety of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. That I may decrease and that he may increase. And remember, it was the man that said this. John the Baptist that asked what is him, look we for another, because he was offended for a small thing, because Jesus did not come to see him. I tell you, many a times God does test our hearts and provoke our hearts to see who is God here. Why are you serving me? Are you serving? Can you say like Jacob? Like Job's wife said, do you think he serves you for now? He says, just call God. The devil said, do you think he serves you for not? Bring in Job. Say, have you seen? Jesus called his attention. Many a times Jesus is calling our attention. God is calling our attention. Jesus is calling our attention. And he's using the devil to see, boasting on us. Have you seen my son, Job? And you know, says, do you think he serves you for naught? Give him to me, let me deal with him. and his wife walked with the devil. Let me tell you, that was the closest person to him. Walked with the devil and said, curse this God and just die. Says, woman, you don't know. Even if he slays me, yet will I serve. He had entered into a place. Even though he did not have the full knowledge, because he darkened the counsel of the Lord. But there was a heart that said, God, it is settled. God is God. And said unto the prophets of Baal, choose one bullock. Move on fast. We move past this. I need to move on. And they took the bullock which was given, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon. Move quickly. And it came to pass that noon that Elijah must say, cry aloud more. Move on. Peradventure he may be sleeping. And they cried aloud and called themselves. Next, move on quickly. We need to move. And it came to pass when it was midday, neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Move on. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near, and he repaired. This is the repairing. We're repairing here now. The altar that is broken. Of the heart. Telling you that nobody wants to be Lord over you. There's only one Lord. His name is God. Three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And all the people came near and he repaired. We're repairing the minds. A new paradigm shift. A new configuration over your mind. We're causing the scales to fall off. So that our eyes will be anointed with eye salve, so that we may see. The Lord is causing the ears to be unstopped, so that we may hear, and anointing our knees, confirming our feeble knees, lifting up our hands, causing the ankle bones to be strengthened, to enable. This is a repair work. Move on. And Elijah took 12 stones. Let me tell you, God will always work with government. Government and then the tribes, representing the tribes of Israel. But 12 is government. Elijah belonged to the presbytery of the time. And in fivefold ministry, he was a prophet of the Most High God. He had the mantle to do this. And the Lord came saying, unto whom the word of the Lord said, Israel shall be thy name. Move on. And with the stones he built an altar. We must repair an altar of prayer. We must repair an altar of prayer. We must repair our altar of love. Let me tell you something. I will show you something. We must become more sensitive to the Lord. And there's no way you can be sensitive to the Lord if you're not strong in the place of intercession and prayer. Because when you are in communion with the person of the Holy Spirit, he's such a gentle spirit. When you hurt him, you will know. And if you know what it means to be in love and in communion and koinonia and fellowship with him, it will pain you and you want to do something about it. You want to ask for forgiveness. You want to repent. And you want to stop doing that thing that hurts him. I cannot say I love my husband and I keep hurting him. What kind of love is that? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. God is not a liar. His commandment is not grievous. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Because I love my husband. If he tells me he doesn't like something, as a matter of love for him, I will stop doing it. And peradventure I fall, I will quickly say, I'm sorry. And walk towards not doing that thing again. This is repairing and building an altar. God is love. There's no fear in love. Love has no torments. We must walk in love to be like our Father, eschewing all evil, because we must be love. It's the expression of love that we heal the hurting and the dying world. They have not seen anything yet, because we have not become a standard. When we become an expression of love, everybody will come to Jesus. I remember Papa Ralph saying, when you're nice, you're good to somebody, you make God real to them. God is real to the youths, and they are coming in their numbers. Let me tell you something. Nobody can come to God except they be drawn by God. And the Lord is drawing them and is raising a mighty, exceeding great army. And then he made a trench about the altar so that there will be no mistake. As great as will contain 2 measures of seed. Go on quickly. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water. You don't want to create fire and put water. They don't go together. But so thank you, Lord, so that there be no mistake on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Let's go on. And he said, do it the second time so there be witness. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. Mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be confirmed. And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And then he came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that the Lord, thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of thee, Lord. The fire of thee, Lord. I love that. When you write thee, Lord, please keep that thee capital. The Lord. Because there is no other one. The Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. God did everything. Everything. Now, just keep that word there. Now, I want you quickly, because I want you to focus on this word. But that's not where I'm going. Did everything. Then he collected all the prophets of Baal. And he killed them. And told Ahab, now you can eat. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. said, go quickly, 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 because the clouds started gathering. And you would have thought that, hey man, let me tell you something. Because you're doing good and obeying the word of God does not mean that you will not have enemies. You would have thought that after he had done that, that everyone would be at peace with him. And Ahab now went and told his wife, Jezebel. And Jezebel now sent, after hearing all those things and the fact that he also killed the prophets of it, that Ahab was happy with, was very fine with it. Because he said, this is God. He's God. Oh, he saw God with his own eyes. But when he got to his wife, evil communication corrupts good manners. And be careful of those that are around you. We parents, be careful of our children. Husbands, be careful of your wives. Wives, be careful. As I speak, I tremble because of who Pastor Olubi is. Because he loves me. You know, the words I speak to him have power. So if I speak the wrong words to him, if he hears it long enough, it begins to affect his heart. Jezebel did not see, but Ahab saw. Eve was the one that caused Father Adam to see. Adam was instructed. Brethren, we need to decipher this to be able to continue to walk the way God expects us to walk. We need to decipher the voice of God. Now see, Elijah, with all of this, Jezebel said to him, said, watch it. If I do not do to you the same thing that you did to those prophets, and you would have thought that a man that knew God so much like that would have said to Jezebel, upon the word of God, the same way I said, if I was sent by God, this word that you say would dry up in your mouth. But he began to run. Where was he running to? I will tell you what his problem was. It was an isolation theory. He fell into that thing again at the height of his victory. I alone am left. I alone am left. I alone am left. And he ran. And he sat under the tree. And he asked that God take his life. Can you imagine? Brethren, I mean, go and read this thing. I can't go, but I'll just tell you. Believe me, it's in the word. He sat down and said, and God, you know, God is a God of a second chance. Because he asked him a question twice. What doest thou here? Elijah, what doest thou here? He said, I alone am here. They have killed all your prophets. And God said to him, I have 7,000 in the cave that has not bowed his knees to bow. And you would have thought that because God, you see, asked him that question. He should have provoked. You know, there's sometimes when I would just, you know, under God. Because, you know, these days, you only open your mouth to say only what God has asked you to say. If not, you will get into trouble. Because who has spoken when God has not spoken? So sometimes I can ask, are you all right? That is a door for something is wrong. Do you want to share it? But if the person says, oh, I'm fine, then say, oh, bless you. Hallelujah to God. And you walk away. God asking that question was opening a door. What wast thou here after all that great victory? After you have shown me off and declared me, and I even drank up the water and the dust, fire. I got that answer. What? What can Jezebel do? But he didn't. He did. His heart was not provoked. And God said to him, Okay. Keep moving. Go and anoint Elijah in thy room. Give me that scripture. Give me. It's in verse. Look for that verse for me. Anoint the three. It was the king Jehu. And go just one step. One verse before the 15. And the Lord God said unto him, go return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king of Israel. Next one. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall you announce to be king over Israel. And Elisha, that was his retirement. That was his retirement. And I will tell you something. Just keep it there. Because I have no time today. This is a camp meeting message. To tell you before that. Before he heard the voice of God. He came to God with the usual expectation of hearing God the way he used to hear God. He had put God in a box. And God is too big to be put in a box. That is why they missed it when God came through the son of Joseph, the carpenter. They missed it because they said, is this not the son of the carpenter? Because they thought he would have been born in the house of the king. We always miss it. Who is this person bringing me this word? Perhaps if it's Pastor Luby that said it, I know that he's the man of God of the hour. He's the apostle of the hour. Who is this one that is saying this? Remember, Naaman's deliverance came through a Syrian maid. We can never, that is to keep us always humble. We can never put God in the box. He alone can decide which instrument and who he wants to use and when he wants to use them. That is why he is sovereign Lord. Sovereign Lord. He doesn't have to ask for our permission. He thought God was going to come in the earthquake, because he was always saying in the earthquake, you know, he thought he was going to come in the wind, but God did not come in the wind. The wind, and he thought he was going to come in the earthquake fire, but he was not in the fire. And after the fire came a still small voice. A still small voice. And if we are agitated over many things, if the kingdom of self is exalted above the kingdom of God, we cannot hear him in the still small voice. The still small voice is so still. Many a times it's missed. But it is the key that unlocks answers and gives direction and guidance. And I'm sure that even after God had repeated that question a second time, if he had fallen before God and said, God, forgive me, help me, he would not have been retired. But he was retired because God said to him that he should anoint Elisha in his room or in his stead. Means his ministry was over. There is no place for an isolation theory. There is no place for someone that is always I and I and I alone. There is no place for one that's always exalting their throne above the throne of God. There is no place for someone who is not ready to follow the divine order. Because God is a God of order. And he has set some as apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints and the edification of the body. If you're part of the body, it means that they've been set over you. And if you unset what God sets, then you're in trouble. It may not just be now, but it may just be later. Because God himself tied himself as a team. When he introduced himself, he said, let us Elohim. And God the Father, with final authority, Jesus will not do anything except what the Father tells him. The Holy Spirit, even though he's God, will not do. That is the power of the Godhead. Brethren, I want to tell you today that the new paradigm shift is a place where there is order. Husbands, be the high priests of your home. Wives, submit unto your husbands. Husband, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. Parents, provoke not your children. This is the witness of the new beginning. Because when the home is strong, the church is strong. The whole nation is strong. And what looks to us like is evading us in Nigeria begins to be available to us. God, you can see from the demonstration, his hand is not too short to save. It is because there is no power, not enough power of unity. When the people are one, there is nothing that they can pray or imagine that the Lord will not do. That's why Zion City, I speak to you prophetically. Listen to me. 110 years ago, there was a move called the Azusa Street Revival. And this year, every 10 years, God does a move. This is the 110th year of the Azusa Street Revival. And we are seeing a revival again amongst the youths. Keep your unity guarded. Endeavor submitting one to another. And I'm telling you, the walls of UI is not enough to keep what God is doing. I see it extending to the campus because it's the fire of the Holy Ghost and no one can keep it. Thank you, Lord. So as I talk to you tonight, as I come by his grace, I come to humble myself before you. I myself know that I have attained, but one thing I sincerely follow after is that I may dwell in the presence of my Lord all the days of my life. Walking in love expression of His love, an expression of His humility, eschewing all evil.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is giving us what we call a present truth, cutting edge prophetic word, because something, the glory of God is around the corner, this inheritance, and He wants to keep us for this salvation ready, is ready to be revealed now. And this is the secret of keeping yourself, this honesty, this humility, this heart. I don't know, there's no other way we can describe it to you. It's a heart thing, you know, and you just make sure your heart is right, you know, then you're practicing love. It's not just talk, you have to actually do it, practice. You know, I like that word practice. In the world, they say practice makes perfect. It's true. It's practice. Practice, practice. You say it, you think it, you act on it. You say it, you think it. There's no shortcut. You keep practicing. After a while, what you practice is what you will do. It's what you will keep doing, you know, for the fullness of God to be in manifestation. I believe what Mommy has brought is a very, very cutting-edge prophetic word. I believe that as the days and the weeks, I don't know when, the exact day, but I believe shortly something is unfolding. The prophets of Baal are going to be dealt with. The fire of God is going to fall. And very important, the Elijahs have to keep their heart right. Why would Elijah fail? What should Elijah, when Jezebel sent that message, what should Elijah have done? What should Elijah have done? He should have gone to God. Instead of running, he should have gone straight back to God. God, see what this woman has said. What should I do? And God would have told him what to do. That is the thing we must not learn. We must never forget. It's not you, it's God. When God does great things through you, it's not you, it's God. When you have a challenge, you don't do it in your power. You don't do it with your knowledge. You go back to God. And had he done that, some of these other things probably would never have happened. Learning to listen to God. When you have a challenge, you go back to God. Hallelujah. We've prayed. Let's just do another short prayer. I just want you to talk to God. Just be seated where you are. Say, God, give me the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit. It's a great prayer. So I will hear you. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. So I will hear you in these perilous times. There's so much noise around. There's so much, but he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, make the Lord your habitation, and the Lord will keep you unto this salvation that is ready to be revealed in this last time, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone the sound of my voice. I thank you for this word you have brought through your servant. Lord God, your handmaiden, for us at this time, that we should learn the lesson from the life of Elijah. Lord God, as this fire from heaven is coming, as this glory is going to come, Lord God, that we will keep our hearts still and quiet, that we will hear from you what next to do. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.